Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 167 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 14th is detail a time in your life when you worked exceptionally hard, were patient, and ultimately everything led to some achievement. Thoroughly explain the process it took and how much you valued the accomplishment because of the character you put into the process. Compare and contrast this situation from your past with a current situation where you are anxious for an achievement, but you have not invested much character into the process. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. I sat and waited anxiously as Coach walked up and down the sidelines, knowing he was looking for someone to put in the game. Should I make eye contact and look enthusiastic? Should I act like I don't notice him looking at the players, deciding who to sub in? Coach tapped the shoulder of the player next to me. The player rose, and the coach put his hand on his back as he barked instructions in his ear and guided him to the scorer's table. Although I couldn't read the minds of the other players, I was quite certain that I wanted the opportunity to play as badly as all the other players. It was late January, and official practice for the college basketball season had started back on October 15th. But even before that, we had completed 6 weeks of our preseason training, lifting weights 3 times per week, conditioning 5 days a week, individual workouts 2 times a week, and open gyms 3 times a week. This was my 3rd year as a walk-on player on the Quincy University basketball team. The summer before, I had gone home to work and train as hard as I could to earn more playing time. I woke up at 4:30 every morning to deliver newspapers, then walked across the street to my hometown high school and worked on the summer paint crew from 6 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. Then it was shooting drills and skill work, lifting weights, and running before sometimes heading out to make a few more dollars as a youth baseball umpire. Sometimes I was frustrated because by the time I got to the running portion of my workout around 4:30 in the afternoon, I didn't have much energy left. I thought I needed to get in better shape. In reality, I was probably overtraining, or at least not training as smartly or efficiently as I should have been. If I sat down or laid down in a place with not much noise, I could usually fall asleep within 30 seconds. By the time I returned to school in the fall, I had a shoulder injury. It was from trying to bench press 4 times a week because I knew that getting stronger was one of the keys for me getting to play more. I had no one guiding me. I was simply doing what I had experienced or seen, and I was pushing myself with the theory that more of everything was always better, and that through sheer determination, I could will myself to get more playing time the next year. When I arrived on campus my freshman year, I had not even talked to the basketball coaches. I showed up in their office one day and asked if I could walk on the team. After a short conversation, they told me when the next open gym was, and a couple of the guys I could catch a ride with since it was off campus. At the end of the open gym, they said when the next team workout would be held, and I showed up when they had instructed, and I just kept showing up at every team activity. No one ever told me or made an announcement that I was on the team, but when official practice arrived on October 15th, there was a locker with my name on it and a jersey hanging there. My freshman year, I was what one local newspaper reporter would call a 30-30-30 guy. I would get into the game if we were winning by 30 points or losing by 30 points with about 30 seconds to go. I played in 6 games that year, but I had an awesome experience. I knew I was the least skilled player on the team, but I earned the respect of my teammates with my work ethic. I became part of the team, and I knew what to expect the next year. I wasn't going to be satisfied just being on the team my sophomore year. I was going to improve as much as I could and challenge my teammates for playing time. The plan worked. Even though I didn't play in every game, I played in over half the games, and some in the normal rotation. I was even able to start 1 game because the coach was trying to shake things up and allowed the team to vote for who should start. My teammates voted me a starter, and I had a great game hitting 3 3-pointers and scoring a career-high 9 points. After that, I went back to the normal routine of playing some games and not playing in others. But I had the taste of some achievement, and I knew that if I could just push myself even harder, I could get the results I was seeking. After another summer of near exhaustion and the shoulder injury from overlifting, I thought I had made significant strides again. But many decisions and actions of other people are outside our control. I didn't play as much my junior year as I did the previous year. It was a frustrating year for our team as we won the fewest amount of games of the 4 seasons I played at Quincy. Was I disappointed when friends and family would drive hours to see me play, and it happened to be one of the games I never got off the bench? Yes. Did I think I could help the team if I was given an opportunity to play more? Yes. Did I quit? No. So what did I do about my situation? I cheered on my teammates with enthusiasm. One day while we were watching game film, I noticed that most of the time I was the only player on the bench who stood up and cheered regularly. I didn't realize it during the games because I wasn't doing it to get noticed. I loved my teammates and I wanted to see us win no matter who was on the floor. I gave my teammates suggestions during the game when I saw something maybe they couldn't see on the floor. I realized you can see things from the bench that you can't always see while you're playing. I guess in a way it was the start of my coaching career. I tried to create team unity. As we progressed through the frustrating season, there was some tension between the starters and non-starters. I suggested that when starting lineups were announced, we would simply stand in a huddle together as a team, motivating each other rather than having the starters run out on the floor. Whether or not that helped us win any more games, I'm not sure, but I know it helped with team chemistry. I worked as hard as I could in practice. I knew for my first 2 years on the team that there would probably be some time I would get an opportunity, and I wanted to be ready if and when that time came. I also wanted to push my teammates to be the best they could be. I soaked up as much knowledge about basketball as I could. In addition to my Bachelor of Arts degree in history, I feel like I earned a degree in basketball fundamentals, strategies, and philosophies as well. My freshman year, I was like a deer in headlights, simply trying to make sure I was in the right spot and didn't screw everything up too badly. By my junior year, I was thinking on a higher level and able to understand the game as well as play it. I shrugged it off when my teammates would complain about who was getting playing time, or telling me that I should play more. Part of it was my reserved nature, but part of it was the fact that I didn't want to contribute to any more negativity. Besides, griping and complaining about who was getting the playing time wouldn't do me any good. The summer before my senior year, I decided to stay in Quincy and live on campus. I worked at the front desk of the fitness center and gave tours of a local historical museum. The work was not labor-intensive, and I did not have to get up early in the morning, so I was able to devote my best energy to my training. One of my teammates and I used a strength and conditioning workout created by one of our physical education professors. For the first time, I had the guidance of someone with training instead of just making up my own workouts. In the previous summers, I had done most of my basketball work on individual skills and playing some one-on-one. But that summer, I was able to play against other college players on a regular basis. Due to my training, I was in the best shape of my life, and I was playing at a level that I didn't think I would be capable of playing at. In the first game of my senior season, I had a new career high with 10 points. I was playing well and earned the right to start a few games at the beginning of the season. I went through a slump and lost some confidence during the middle of the season as my playing time fluctuated. I was able to regain some of that confidence and finish the season strong. Our team won the most games that season of the 4 years I played, and we qualified for the postseason conference tournament for the first time as well. For our final game of the regular season, I was given the opportunity to start along with the 3 other seniors. I scored 16 points and only missed 1 shot all day. That day was the culmination of 4 years of not giving up. I had plenty of reasons to quit along the way, but I'm glad I didn't. Do I wish things had gone differently? It doesn't matter. My story is my story, and the only thing I can change is how I use the lessons from my experiences to help shape my future by committing to positive action in the present. This is why I'm a teacher, a coach, and a mentor. I know that everyone has some form of greatness inside them, just like I discovered that I did. For a long time, I didn't believe I had the ability to be great, but it was always there. It was just that my own mindset was keeping me from revealing that greatness. I still have things in my life that shake me and cause me to doubt my greatness, but I draw on those experiences from my past and realize that I have overcome obstacles before. I see that I'm not the only one who has gone through adversity, and perhaps someone is looking to me for direction, guidance, and hope. So how about you? Can you compare and contrast a time when you invested a lot of character into the process and achieved something with a current situation where you are anxious for an achievement, but you have not invested much character into the process? What if you don't get in the game? What if you get fired from your job? What if you fail to get any other type of external result you want? The value of achievement lies in the character invested in the pursuit of excellence. Keep working hard, be a good teammate, learn as much as you can, and cherish the opportunity to increase your impact on the students and athletes you work with by giving them a better version of you every day.